Welcome back to our martial arts series, where we break down 11 fighting disciplines from a real-world self-defense perspective. This time we turn our attention to judo, the Japanese grappling art known for its dramatic throws and disciplined philosophy. Judo has produced Olympic champions and has shaped generations of martial artists, but the question that matters most to survivalists and everyday people alike is simple. Will it protect you during a violent attack? In this evaluation, we trace the origins and philosophy of judo, explain its core techniques in plain language, and critically examine how well it holds up against the chaos of a street assault. We also place judo within our ranking of the 11 arts, using self-defense practicality as our only measuring stick. Whether you are a complete beginner or someone already preparing for the worst, this honest assessment will help you decide if judo deserves a place in your personal defense strategy. Let us step onto the mat and find out the origins and philosophy of judo. Judo was founded in 1882 by a Japanese educator named Jigoro Kano. Kano studied traditional jujutsu, an old combat system used by samurai warriors that relied on throws, joint locks, and grappling. Many jujutsu schools of the time were dangerous to train in and lacked a clear teaching method. Kano wanted something safer and more organized, so he refined the most effective techniques, removed the most harmful ones, and built a structured system he could teach to students. He opened his first school, called the Kodokan, in Tokyo. That school still stands as the world headquarters of judo today. Kano built judo around two guiding principles. The first is Shiryoku Zenyo, which means maximum efficiency with minimum effort. The idea is that a smaller person can defeat a larger, stronger opponent by using proper technique, timing, and leverage instead of brute force. The second principle is Jita Kyoe, which means mutual welfare and benefit. This teaches that students should train to improve not only themselves but also their partners and their community. Over the decades, judo shifted from a battlefield-oriented combat system into a modern sport. Rules were added to protect competitors, and dangerous techniques were reserved for advanced practice or removed from competition entirely. Judo became an official Olympic sport for men in 1964 and for women in 1992. This sporting focus made judo popular worldwide and helped standardize its teaching. It also changed how the art is practiced, a point that becomes important when we evaluate its value for real-world self-defense. Core techniques and principles of judo. Judo techniques fall into two main families. The first is najwaza, or throwing techniques. These are used to take an opponent off their feet and drive them into the ground. The second is katame waza, or grappling techniques, which include pins, chokes, and joint locks used once the fight reaches the ground. Notice what is absent from both families. There are no strikes anywhere in judo. Not a punch, not an elbow, not a knee. This is not a matter of emphasis. It is a matter of design, and we return to it below. The three steps of a throw. Every good judo throw follows three connected steps. The first is kazushi, which means off balancing. Before you can throw someone, you must break their balance by pulling or pushing them so their weight shifts off their center. The second step is tsukuri, which means fitting in. This is when you position your body correctly, often turning or stepping in close, to set up the throw. The third step is kake, which means execution. This is the moment you complete the throw and send your opponent to the ground. Signature throws. Judo has hundreds of throws, but a few are famous for their effectiveness. Asado gari, or large outer reap, sweeps an opponent's leg out from under them while driving them backward. Seoi naj, or shoulder throw, lets you load an opponent onto your back and flip them over your shoulder, a powerful move for a smaller person against a larger one. Uchi mata, or inner thigh throw, lifts and rotates an opponent using your leg and hip. Ukemi, the art of falling. Judo teaches something most martial arts ignore entirely. Ukemi is the practice of hitting the ground without being injured by it, and judoka drill it from their very first class. They fall thousands of times before they ever throw anybody well. This is a self-defense skill in its own right, and it has nothing to do with fighting. Most people who are seriously hurt in a violent encounter are hurt by the ground, not by the attacker. Ice, stairs, a shove from behind, a curb. A judoka who is pushed to the pavement tucks his chin, slaps out, distributes the impact, and stands back up. An untrained person breaks a wrist or cracks his skull. Ground control. Once the fight goes to the ground, judo uses pins called osae komi waza to hold an opponent flat and helpless. It also uses chokes and joint locks to force a surrender. A well-timed choke can end a confrontation in seconds. The common thread through all of judo is the smart use of leverage, balance, and an opponent's own momentum. Rather than meeting force with force, a judoka redirects an attacker's energy against them. This is what makes judo effective even when facing someone bigger and stronger. Judo's effectiveness for real-world self-defense. Judo brings real strengths to a violent encounter, and it carries limitations that no honest evaluation can wave away. Strengths: the biggest strength of judo is the throw, and specifically the throw onto something that is not a mat. In the dojo, a judoka throws onto padded canvas. On a sidewalk, a parking lot, or a tile floor, that same throw drives an attacker into concrete with the full weight of the planet behind it. Few martial arts on this list can neutralize an aggressor as quickly, and none do it with so little effort from the defender. Gravity does the work. Judo also builds excellent clinch control. If an attacker grabs you or closes the distance, a judoka is comfortable in that tight range where many strikers struggle. The ability to control an opponent's body, off-balance them, and take them down gives you options to escape or dominate. Judo training builds real conditioning, formidable grip strength, and mental toughness through hard, live practice against fully resisting partners. That live resistance is a serious advantage, because you learn quickly what actually works when someone does not want it to. And you learn to fall. That single skill will protect more people, more often, than any throw in the curriculum. Limitations: judo has no striking. It does not teach you to punch, elbow, knee, or kick, and it never has. Before you can grab an attacker, you have to survive the distance where he is punching you, and judo gives you nothing for that moment. This is the central limitation, and it is the reason judo does not rank higher. Judo also carries real risk against multiple attackers. Going to the ground with one person leaves you exposed to being kicked or stomped by everyone else. Worse, the sport reflex to follow a thrown opponent to the mat, drilled 10,000 times in competition, is precisely the wrong instinct on a street with more than one attacker. The throw is the finish. Let go and leave. Judo offers little to no weapons defense, so a knife or club attack falls outside its normal training entirely. Finally, sport rules have narrowed the art. Modern competition bans many grips and techniques that would be useful in a real assault, and the entire game assumes an opponent wearing a heavy jacket. A student trained only for sport may reach for a lapel that is not there. Where judo ranks among the 11. Among the 11 martial arts we evaluate for self-defense, judo ranks 7th. Everything above it either strikes or finishes. Judo does neither, and that sentence is the whole ranking in miniature. What judo does instead, better than anything else on this list, is put a grown adult onto concrete and leave you standing over him. Against kickboxing. Kickboxing sits one place above judo, and the reason is distance. A fight begins at striking range. It always does. Kickboxing gives you a complete set of tools for that range, and a kickboxer who never lets you close is a kickboxer you never get to throw. Judo has no answer to the first punch, and there is always a first punch. What judo offers in exchange is what happens if that punch misses and the two of you collide. A kickboxer in the clinch is a fish on a bicycle. A judoka in the clinch is home. The trade is real, and it is close, but the art that owns the opening moment gets the higher spot. Against karate. Karate sits one place below judo, and here the trade runs the other way. Karate can hit and judo cannot, which sounds decisive until you ask whether a given karateka has ever hit anything that hit back. Judo has no such ambiguity. Every judoka on earth has been thrown by someone bigger, has fought off a pin while exhausted, and has felt what it is like to lose to a person who was genuinely trying. That certainty is worth more than a strike that may or may not have been pressure tested. A judoka who closes on a karateka has taken the fight to a range where the karateka has no vocabulary at all. Getting there is the hard part, and it is the only part karate wins. Against Krav Maga. Krav Maga sits at the top of our ranking, and it exposes judo's two blind spots by name. Weapons and multiple attackers. Krav Maga trains for both. Judo trains for neither, and its sport instincts point you the wrong way in each. What judo has that many Krav Maga schools lack is a training model that cannot be faked. Randori, judo's live sparring, is exhausting, honest, and impossible to bluff your way through. There are Krav Maga students who have never once had a resisting adult try to stop them. There are no judoka like that. The verdict. Judo earns 7th place. It sits below the striking arts because a fight starts where they live, and it sits below the other grapplers because they can finish what they start with a reliability judo trades away for the throw. But nothing else on this list turns the sidewalk into a weapon. If you want to learn how to control an aggressor, put him down hard, and defend yourself with leverage rather than size, judo is an excellent choice. Add basic striking, learn to let go after the throw, and you have something formidable. Where mixed martial arts fits. No single martial art covers every range of a real attack. Judo gives you the ability to put an attacker on concrete and stay standing, which is a rare and valuable thing. What it does not give you is a single strike of any kind. An attacker does not care which discipline you chose. A real altercation moves between striking range, clinch range, and the ground without asking permission. This is the reason the most capable defenders cross-train. Mixed martial arts is not a 12th style competing with the 11 for a spot on our list. It is the recognition that these arts were never meant to be exclusive choices. Judo's throws and clinch work appear in nearly every serious mixed curriculum, paired with the striking judo lacks, and the combination is far more dangerous than either half. We do not rank mixed martial arts, because ranking it against judo would be like ranking a toolbox against a very good lever. Choose the art that fits your body, your schedule, and the school you can actually get to. Build a foundation. Then start filling the gaps. Judo is a proven, effective art built on the smart use of leverage and balance. Its throws can end a confrontation in a single moment, its live training prepares you for real pressure, and its breakfalls may save you from an injury that has nothing to do with a fight at all. The trade-off is a total absence of striking, no weapons defense, and the risk that comes with a sport instinct that wants to follow your attacker to the ground. For the fully prepared survivalist, judo is a valuable piece of the puzzle rather than a complete solution. Train it for the control and takedown power it provides, then round out your skills with striking and situational awareness. Used that way, judo becomes a serious asset when facing an act of violence and needing to protect yourself and those around you.